Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. Today we'll be focusing on helping you understand how to evaluate colleges, especially for cultural fit as a Native American student.
That's right.
We've got two awesome resources to help us with this.
Okay.
We have this super detailed cultural fit questionnaire. It's really
Oh God,
practical.
yeah.
And we also have a blog post from College Bound Journey. It's called Finding the Right College for Native Students.
Yeah, those are both great resources. So, ready to jump in?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. So, thinking about college can be pretty exciting, right?
Absolutely.
But for a lot of students, finding a place where you feel like you belong culturally is a big deal.
It is. And the questionnaire we have actually jumps right into that, into Native Student Support Services.
Oh, interesting.
It even suggests picturing yourself on a visit to the campus.
I like that.
What kind of support do you think would make you feel comfortable and welcome?
Well, I think having a strong Native American student organization is so important. It's not just about socializing, although, that's definitely a plus,
Right.
but it really gives you that sense of community and belonging, which can be crucial, especially when you're in an environment that's predominantly non-native.
Yeah, it's like finding your home base, a
Exactly.
place where you can connect with people who get your background and share those
Really
experiences.
got it.
Now, beyond those student groups, though, what about dedicated advisors?
Oh, yeah, those are essential.
Ones who are really knowledgeable about the native cultures and resources.
Definitely. And our blog post, it even talks about how beneficial mentorship opportunities can be.
Oh, interesting. With like native professionals and tribal leaders.
Exactly.
Wow. Having someone who's kind of walked a similar path and can give advice that's tailored to your journey as a native student, that would be incredible.
It makes such a difference.
Yeah.
Just knowing you have someone you can turn to for support and advice.
That's huge.
Absolutely. But, while support is crucial, we can't forget academics.
Oh, right, of course.
What are you passionate about learning?
Well, ultimately, college is about expanding your knowledge
Yep.
and pursuing those things you're really passionate about.
Right.
And I think it's so cool when those passions intersect with your own cultural identity.
Absolutely. The blog post actually mentions how important it is to find colleges that offer academic programs, research opportunities that actually resonate with your heritage.
Okay, like what specifically?
So think about Native American or Indigenous studies programs, or even research projects that focus on tribal issues,
Interesting.
or even opportunities to incorporate traditional ecological knowledge into your studies.
Those are incredible opportunities to like deepen your understanding of your own culture and contribute to issues that you care about.
Exactly. It's about connecting your learning with who you are and even using your education to advocate for your community.
Yeah, that's powerful. So we've talked about support and academics, but the questionnaire really stresses that feeling of being welcomed and valued on campus.
Right. And that feeling is key. The blog post dives into the importance of visual representation and inclusion.
Okay.
Like, for example, land acknowledgments. Have you heard of those?
I've heard of them, yeah.
They recognize the indigenous people who originally lived on the land the college is built on.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
It is. It acknowledges the history of the land and honors those connections.
So it's not just a statement, it's more than that.
Well, it can be a spoken statement at events or even a plaque you see on campus,
Oh,
but it's about showing respect and acknowledging the presence of those cultures.
that makes a lot of sense. What other examples of representation are there?
Well, think about dedicated spaces for things like smudging ceremonies.
For smudging.
Yeah, burning sacred herbs for purification, for prayer.
I'm not familiar with smudging. Is that common for native students?
It is a practice in many native cultures, and just having a dedicated space for it shows a really deep understanding and cultural sensitivity.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, colleges that are really committed to inclusion, they'll be accommodating for things like ceremonial events and even traditional attire
Right, yeah.
because they recognize that these are important parts of students' identities.
It sounds like those accommodations and visual cues really go a long way in making native students feel seen and respected.
They do. It's about creating an environment where students feel comfortable expressing their culture and their traditions without worrying about judgment or being misunderstood.
That's so important.
It is.
Yeah, it creates a space where they can just be themselves.
Exactly. But Let's be real for a sec. College is a big investment,
Oh, yeah.
and finances are a major concern for a lot of students.
Absolutely. The questionnaire actually digs into that.
Oh, good.
It asks about specific financial and logistical support for native students.
It's so important.
And the blog post really highlights those tribal liaison advisors.
Yeah.
What exactly do they do?
Well, they can help with a lot,
okay,
like navigating financial aid, which can be confusing, and connecting students with scholarships, especially those for Native American students.
Oh, that's great.
They even advocate for students within the college system.
So they're like a bridge.
Yeah, between the student, the tribe, and the college.
That's amazing. Are there a lot of scholarships specifically for Native American students?
There are. Many tribes offer them, organizations, even some specific colleges.
Wow.
Yeah, and those tribal liaison advisors, they can help you find those and apply.
That's huge, especially when it comes to finances.
It can make a world of difference.
It can, yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of navigating, the blog post also mentioned location and transportation.
Oh, right. Especially for students who want to stay connected to their tribal communities.
Yeah, makes sense.
Being able to go home, maintain those family ties, that's crucial for well-being.
Absolutely. It's about finding that balance, embracing college, but staying connected to your roots.
Exactly. Sometimes that might mean going to a college closer to home or one with good transportation options.
So many things to consider. It's not just about the academics, is it?
It's not. And the questionnaire gets that.
Oh, good.
It has a whole section on overall impressions.
Interesting.
It encourages you to really trust your gut feeling during visits and when talking to college reps.
You can read all the brochures and websites, but nothing beats actually being on campus.
Absolutely. Pay attention to how you feel.
Yeah.
Do you picture yourself fitting in? Do you feel excited? Or something off?
Don't be afraid to ask questions either.
Oh, for sure.
The blog post even suggests asking those reps about specific programs for Native American student success.
Both academically and culturally.
Yeah. It's a good way to see if their actions match their words.
Exactly. Do they have the resources? Do they have a history of supporting Native events and initiatives?
That's a great point.
It's about sensing their sincerity, seeing if they truly understand the needs of Native students.
So you're not just listening to their answers?
No.
You're paying attention to their body language, their tone?
It's about reading between the lines.
It sounds like intuition plays a huge role.
It really does.
You have to find that place where you can be yourself, where you feel valued and respected.
Culturally and academically.
Absolutely. Okay, we've covered support services, academics, representation, finances, location, even that gut feeling.
We have.
Anything else we should consider for cultural fit?
Here's something interesting to think about. It's not just about those tangible things.
Okay.
Think about the overall vibe of the college.
The vibe.
Yeah. Does it feel like a community that embraces diversity, that's inclusive?
I see what you mean.
Do they have a history of working with local tribes? Do they include Native perspectives in their classes, in campus life?
It's about looking deeper.
Exactly. Look for real engagement with Native communities, a willingness to learn about Indigenous cultures.
So it's not enough to just tolerate diversity.
No.
They need to celebrate it.
Right, and really integrate those different perspectives into everything they do.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a college that sees your background as a strength, not a weakness, and that's truly committed to making everyone feel like they belong. It's about finding a place where you can truly thrive.
Exactly.
Wow, this has been eye-opening. We've covered so much.
We have.
Let's do a quick recap of what we learned from our deep dive into these resources.
Okay, sounds good.
We started with those Native student support services,
mm-hmm.
talking about student organizations, dedicated advisors, mentors.
All so important.
Then we moved on to aligning your academic passions with your cultural identity.
Finding those colleges that offer programs and research in line with your heritage.
And of course, we couldn't forget representation and inclusion.
All right.
Like those land acknowledgments, spaces for cultural expression, accommodations for ceremonies and attire. Well, and we got practical, too.
We did.
Talking about finances, logistical support.
Those tribal liaison advisors, scholarships.
All of that.
Yep.
And throughout it all, we emphasize that gut feeling.
That escape.
How you feel on campus when you talk to those college reps.
It really is.
These resources show us that choosing a college is such a personal journey.
It is, yeah.
As you continue your search, remember to use that cultural fit questionnaire as your guide.
Ask those questions, evaluate those potential colleges.
Don't forget to check out College Bound Journey too.
Great resources there.
Ultimately, it's about finding a place that feels like home.
Where you can succeed academically, personally, culturally.
We hope this deep dive helps you navigate your search and find that perfect fit.
We do. Good luck on your journey.
We're excited for you as you start this new chapter.
Absolutely.